Jukeboxes used to be cool. In the age of the 7-inch 45 record, bars and restaurants would rely on them to maintain the atmosphere and keep customers entertained. Singles were chosen to match the mood of the place. Each jukebox was a unique mixtape that defined the establishment as much as their burger baskets and fries. The songs had value because each single had to be thoroughly vetted before it was given one of the precious slots in the machine. Customers had the numbers of their favorite songs memorized. But retro jukeboxes are hard to find and impossible to maintain. Even the CD players are now on their way out. So they've been replaced by internet machines. Now instead of buying you a physical connection with a historical artifact, your quarter investment gets you an MP3 download from a huge centralized database. Bar owners don't have a say in what's offered by the jukebox. One customer can subject the rest of them to any of a million songs. There's no context, no sense of place. This gets me thinking about a problem with music in general. Too many choices without context. A Patsy Cline tearjerker ballad like Sweet Dreams sounds incongruous through earbuds while jogging. But imagine the same song played on a jukebox in a lonely bar, the kind where they keep the Venetian blinds drawn so it's even dark in the afternoon, and then the song makes sense. So with jukeboxes, just like any music source, the medium is a big part of the message, and it's too bad that the message has lost its clarity. It almost goes without saying, but you shouldn't be able to play a Metallica song in a country bar. Things I know
can't come true. Support for this podcast comes from Central Standard Brewing, offering a variety of handcrafted ales in an eclectic atmosphere. Located at 156 South Greenwood in Wichita's Douglas Design District. Event space and private bookings available. More info at centralstandardbrewing.com. Instead of having sweet dreams about you.
As we welcome you to Musical Space, I'm Fletcher Powell. I'm here with Mark Foley. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And coming out there with a little bit of Sweet Dreams from Patsy Cline, which you mentioned there in the piece. Tell me a little bit about that song in particular.
Oh, sorry to start with a sad song, but it seems so poignant, you know? It's just so lonely. And then this song was recorded in 1963, which is the year that she died. Actually, she recorded this song just before she died. So, I don't know, if you want to make it even sadder, there you go.
It does add, you know, a little bit of even extra poignancy to the song itself.
Right, but I guess we're going for atmosphere here, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you've brought along the perfect Jukebox 45 playlist. Let's pretend we've invented a bar or a restaurant here. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, okay, so we've got this ideal bar, and they have the ideal jukebox. And so we're looking for songs to put into the jukebox, right? And the jukebox is not one of these internet things. It's one that uses real vinyl 45s. And so I figured we would just kind of, I don't know, put together a random playlist of things that would reflect the medium. So we're going to look for songs that that typify the 45. So they're going to be some dance numbers, some sad songs, but they're going to typify a time. 45s came in 1949, and they kind of petered out in the late 80s when everything went digital. So we're going to stay within that time frame. I know some jukeboxes played shellac, but let's not even go there.
Well, I think something to kick it off with is a song that just about everybody's familiar with. This is a great way to start, Little Richard.
Oh, yeah, this song is so intense. The performance is amazing. This is Little Richard when he's really young. And he's inventing rock and roll for us right in front of us. And also, he's the missing link between R&B and rock. So this is historically very important, but also amazing to listen to. This is Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti, 1955. To know just what to do. To rock to the east, to rock to the west. But she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti,
Okay, well, just moving along chronologically then, I guess, as we'll go from Little Richard there in 1955 and work up as close to the present as we can while still talking about 45s. Up next, Howlin' Wolf.
Right, the 45 was a really big medium for the blues. And we're kind of trying to be hipster here, so we want to have stuff that the cognoscenti would know. And so if you want to know anything about the blues, just listen to this song, Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning. It's a song that he wrote, and I think he was recorded the year after on Chess, 1956.
Moving from Howlin' Wolf to something that I think many people have heard, but that I had no idea the background on. Talk about Volare.
Yeah, okay, so we're doing 45s. It's a great medium because you don't have to buy a whole album of somebody you've never heard of. You can just buy the one song. This is, I don't know, he was really big in Europe. Domenico Modugno. But he really hit big in 1958 here in the States with Volare. He wrote this song in kind of a half dream. It's the strangest song I've ever heard of.
Volare, oh, cantare, oh.
Okay, so he's looking at a Marc Chagall painting, which is, you know, very abstract with these figures kind of floating in space and stuff. And he's kind of half awake and imagining himself painted blue. The song talks about his hands being painted blue, and he has the ability to fly. So he's flying through the sky. So the Italian word meaning to fly is volare. Nel blu dipinto di blu means... in the blue or the blue sky, painted blue.
So everything you've just said makes perfect sense now that you talk about the Marc Chagall painting, but anybody out there not named Mark Foley who knew that this was based on a Marc Chagall painting, please raise your hand.
So, and it's this song is just amazing because it's so weird and then it just hits so big.
Ma tutti I sogni nell'alba svaniscon perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé.
Anna. So Arthur Alexander, you probably don't know him, but I was thinking, well, we need to put some Beatles on this, right? But no, we're being too hipster for that. So we're going to find records that the Beatles would listen to instead. And so they were listening to Arthur Alexander and people like that. And so they actually covered this this song, Anna. Alexander recorded it in 62, and the Beatles recorded it in 1963. So there you go. This is a beautiful song, too. I love you so, but if he loves you more,
after Arthur Alexander there, that tune, like you said, from 1962, another one from 1962, The Tornadoes with Telstar.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on surf music, because surf music, I don't know, to me it just fits the 45 medium so well. But again, I wanted to go really kind of strange with this. So this is a band, the Tornadoes, who you've never heard of. The song Telstar, I think, hit number one here in the States too. And it kind of has a surfy vibe, but it's also the sound of this song is unlike I've ever heard before. It was produced by a guy named Joe Meek, who was this mad genius, kind of the pre-Phil Spector of London. And so he put together this strange kind of surfy kind of band in London and hit really big with this song, Telstar. Telstar was the name of a communication satellite that went up in space and really kind of changed the face of communications, but also a big part of the space race.
Moving on more into the late 60s, certainly we start to hear quite a few different sounds, R&B from Howard Tate.
Right. Howard Tate was kind of one of those people that you've probably never heard of. But again, we're trying to be really hipster. This is one of my favorite songs of his, Get It While You Can, from 1968. This song was covered by Janis Joplin and lots of other people, too. So it was really big in the kind of rock and roll crossover.
In this world where people are fighting with each other, nobody to count on, not even your own brother. So if someone comes along who gives you genuine affection, get it while you can. Get it while. You're taking a chance on sorrow, but who knows, baby, we may not be here tomorrow. So if someone comes your way with love and protection, get it while.
And so we said we were going in chronological order, slightly not true, jumping from 1968 there with Howard Tate back to 1967 with a song that you say has been covered more than 1,000 times.
Yeah, Procol Harum. Have you ever heard of them before? You've only heard of this song,
yep.
Right? Whiter Shade of Pale, made number one in 1967. Yeah, it was covered by a lot of people. And again, I really love strange oddity kind of music. This has this weird organ obbligato that runs through the whole thing, which is based on the music of J.S. Bach. And it's then the singing style is kind of an R&B kind of thing. But it's just straight 60s rock beat. So it's this beautiful confluence.
Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The ceiling flew away.
Then jumping back to 1968, reggae music especially was starting to get pretty experimental at this time. And you mentioned somebody who's maybe the godfather of this style of music.
Yeah, exactly. The 45 was not just an American phenomenon. And I wanted to at least touch on world music because 45 was big all over the world. So at least we're going to give a nod to reggae. And Lee Scratch Perry was kind of the originator of this style of reggae, which is called dub, which is kind of down tempo, and it's very strange too. People Funny Boy from 1968, it's got a baby crying sample in it. It's just weird. Again, I don't know if I'd want to listen to a whole album of babies crying, but since it's a single, it's working for me. I feel terrible. I mean, we've been kind of running through 45s, and I haven't even talked about rock and roll yet. We haven't done any Elvis. We haven't done any Beatles. I'm sorry. But I did want to kind of do at least one rock tune, and I wanted it to be a nice, dumb rock song. You know, nothing you want to think too deeply about, but this song to me is just perfectly executed for what it is. It delivers. It's Funk 49 by James Gang. Joe Walsh is the lead singer and guitarist. He left the band to join the Eagles. But before the Eagles, he had a really beautiful career with this band. And I just love the song.
So we moved into the 1970s, wrapping up, though, with a song from the 1980s, a group that many people are familiar with, Cameo.
Yeah, I love this song, too. I wanted to touch on stuff that was happening right at the end of the 45, so I could have gone with Prince, who I love, or Janet Jackson, or Michael Jackson, but I settled on Candy by the band Cameo. I love this song because there's a sax solo by Michael Brecker on it, which is really screaming.
Taking it out there with Cameo, then, as we wrap up Musical Space for this week, that's your perfect 45 playlist for the ideal bar jukebox. Thanks, Mark, as always.
Thanks for letting me be a DJ today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, anytime. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.